So the car's going to be driving over a coil on the ground. There'll be one on the car and then one on the ground. And they'll drive over it and it will charge the batteries in it, so the car will be able to drive forever until, like, we stop.
Anna Delaney is a freshman at Utah State University in Logan, where she studies computer science. She's part of a small group of college freshmen working to construct a unique car, an electric car that can be charged by the road. More specifically, charging coils that are built into the road. The students are working with the Sustainable Electrified Transportation Center at Utah State University to build a demonstration vehicle, which they'll showcase at the Utah Green Power Race this month in the West Deserts of Utah.
A piece of sheet metal that just goes like this, and then...
The team is made up of students from Gear Up, a federal program that is designed to encourage and prepare middle school and high school students to go to college. This group of curious car makers was part of the first class that participated in Gear Up, and now they're in college.
For the graduates from 2011, in our participating schools, only 16.1% of them had enrolled in college in the next year.
This is Jim Doward, the director of Gear Up Utah. Jim has been involved with the mentoring project since the beginning. He says the college enrollment rates for seniors who participated in the program and graduated in 2018 is proof that the program works.
For our senior class last year, 62% of them enrolled in college this year. Another 20% have gone on missions, and there's a very high proportion of students that go on missions that come back and enroll in college.
Doward is referring to religious missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
We're actually pretty optimistic that upwards of 80% of the students that we've been serving are going to be enrolling in college within the next couple years.
That's nearly five times more students enrolling in college this year at Gear Up schools compared to classes from before the program was initiated. The program partnered with Green Power USA to introduce middle school and high school students to careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, also known by the acronym STEM. Several of the students in the college-age team, including Anna, the student we met earlier, participated in the car kit construction and race when they were in high school.
So we already had a car mostly built, so we just had to do a few, like, things on it. So we were trying to make it the most efficient that we could, and just, like, aerodynamics, and just see how fast we could get it going and for the longest period of time so we could do well at the competition. So at the competition, I was the main driver on it. We ended up getting second place overall, but our chain halfway through, like, broke, and we couldn't fix it in the middle of the race, which was really sad.
Funded by the U.S. Department of Education, Gear Up grants are awarded for a particular cohort made up of students in the same grade at schools across Utah. The grant follows the students through their freshman year of college. Doward and his team apply for grants every year for incoming 7th grade cohorts. Right now there are 7 cohorts, managed by teams of mentors who work with the students and their families. Malia Balls is the program coordinator for the first cohort of Gear Up students in the state. It was her idea to have the students participate in the Green Power movement.
There's Green Power China, Green Power USA, Green Power Britain. Our Green Power program here that we run in Utah started with Gear Up schools. However, it's grown so big and the Governor's Office of Energy Development has caught on.
In addition to Gear Up schools, Utah's Governor's Office sponsors Green Power cars for other schools that want to participate. The cars come as kits. They seat one small person and they look like a vintage-style go-kart, maybe something you'd expect to see in an old episode of The Little Rascals. Each team works together to modify their car to make it as energy efficient as possible.
Oh, yeah!
Malia describes the rules.
Basically, the rules are you put it together. You can change or modify anything you'd like except the battery or the motor.
My guess is as soon as it hits the 5 miles an hour, it will jerk it to a stop.
They want to go as fast as they can. However, it's more endurance. The winner of the race is the team that gets the most laps in the 90-minute period. The teams design their car so that they're not going full throttle right at the beginning because that draws too much on the battery.
This is how the race for the race begins. Junior high and high school students start with a car kit, and then they innovate, and they modify, and they create something new. Hopefully, something more energy efficient. This is the first year college-age students are allowed to drive the motorway for this annual event. Not to compete, but to demonstrate new technology developed at the Sustainable Electrified Transportation Center.
We started with the lead cohort in 7th grade. The students are now in college. So what we've done is we have made a team from students here at Utah State University. They come from various different Gear Up schools. In order to be on this team, they need to just have been a former Gear Up student.
The USU college team consists of four groups focused on specific tasks. Upperclassmen act as mentors to help with the mechanical, computer, and electrical engineering.
My name is Chase Miller.
John Myrmigas.
Misael Nava.
This is the electrical engineering team. They will program and install the sensors that will be mounted to the car.
It'll send a little email that says, hey, the car's on fire.
So our goal is essentially to manage the battery. So a lot of the things that we're putting together are sensors to keep track of speed, how much electricity is within the battery, state of charge, make sure it doesn't overheat. And a lot of that information we're trying to send over to the computer science part of the group, and that's our major role right now.
My name is Whitney Despain.
Whitney's teamed up with Anna, who we heard from earlier, to oversee the computer engineering. They're building an app to monitor the car's functions in real time.
So pretty much there's going to be some sensors on the car that's collecting data from the battery and like speed data and stuff. And that is going to connect to a little tablet we're going to have on the car that will display some of the data for the driver. And then that tablet will be sending data to an on-site computer that we have that will be saving that data and also have a little server so other people can look at that data on site as the race is going on.
There are two mechanical engineering groups. First,
I'm Taylor Alpin.
I'm Brittany.
I'm DJ.
This group is working on the solar panel used for charging the coils that will be placed on the speedway track during the competition.
So what we're working on with our group is we're making a mount for this solar panel that's basically kind of like a tripod system that'll be sitting on the ground alongside the track, basically, where it's got like telescopic legs that'll go in and out so we can change the angle that the solar panel will be catching the sun. That'll basically power a battery pack, which will power a wireless charging pad that's going to be sitting on the ground that the car will drive over.
The second mechanical engineering group is working on the coils mounted on the car.
Simon Ruffieri.
Kevin Killian.
Heidi Daniel. We're mainly focusing on getting the wireless power transfer coils in place so that it can actually charge up as it moves over those coils. So we're not doing the electrical side of it, but just the mechanical side of how is this going to be mounted to the car? How big is it going to be? And stuff like that. And then also we've been working on the specifications of the battery pack, hardware for assembling it and mounting it and all that sort of stuff.
If all goes according to plan, the end result will be a solar-powered electric car that can recharge in motion. And while the car is very much a proof of concept for this technology, it could never be driven on an actual road, Whitney says possible applications for the technology are impressive.
So the goal is putting these charging coils in roads, so while cars are driving over, they can charge, and also for like buses at bus stops, so that buses can charge like while they're on the routes, so there's less downtime in having to plug in and charge electric vehicles.
The overall idea is to extend the range of electric vehicles, making them more practical for long-distance travel using technology developed right here in Utah at the Sustainable Electrified Transportation Center. Now, the team is assembled and a plan is in place. The next step is to construct a rechargeable electric car. No problem, right?
Oh, that's so cool.
We'll find out as we hear from the group during the second part of our series, Driven to Succeed. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.